Yeah, I guess more social housing, because all of these new massive blocks of flats, and like there's nobody living in them. That's really unfortunate. The nightlife as well, so they're just like, you're not allowed to open any new nightclubs. So any existing ones, I think, can stay, but you're not allowed to open a new one. I think that's kind of unfortunate, not to see any kind of new business like that. I'm not saying loads, or that we need loads, but if one closes, you can't open another one, as I'm aware.
Maybe people come to their senses that can decide these things and just try and solve the housing crisis anyway. Other than that, I don't really think about it too much.
I'm saying there is lots of young generations. If we can't utilize them, there is a bright future in this area, but I don't know whether the government is going to take any project to utilize them.
The Crossrail, right? So hopefully the Crossrail is going to finish soon, because it's already delayed. So I hope that there's not going to be another delay. And once it's finished, it's going to be a big impact for the area, because having good transport links is amazing.
The Elizabeth Line improves access for local people, but doesn't mean that they have to leave the area and get pushed out.
I hope something will change. I don't know how, but I do vote, they promise, but...
Well, the Whitechapel thing, because there's going to be some good... The Royal London, when it gets made, there's going to be some good things in there. They have idea store in there as well. It might be bigger, you might be able to get more things, you know. But I like East London. It's good down here. You always see something different, you know?
I hope it can stay growing, but then leave the old where it belongs. Not to demolish it, leave the history where it started there.
I hope that there can be more investment in the young people growing up, because there are so many talented young people who've got so much to offer, and if that investment isn't made, then we will all suffer.
Security in a zone, for example, as Poplar, I hope that it will change soon, with more people will feel more comfortable and secure of this area, especially during the night, and the drug stuff, I guess. I hope that they are doing something for drugs and for young people as well. So.
That we have a Labour government soon, so that the whole area is regenerated. I mean, it's terrible. We've got a huge Sainsbury's threatening us, looming over us, which is out of proportion. That would really destroy the area.
I hope the government will, the Labour will form the government, and all the cuts will stop, and school will have the proper funding, you know, social care will have the proper funding as well.
I mean, fundamentally, if we had enough resources not to put the pressure on people, it's a good area. I wouldn't like to live in a very rich area, basically because people's attitudes tend to be very insular and less community-oriented and such like. I think if we can actually keep the community basis of this area while taking away the pressures on it, that would be good. Really, that's my hopes for the future.
You know what, I hope the government invests a lot in East London, because people think that East London is kind of lesser developed. Obviously, it does need a lot of contribution in terms of funding, but I just hope that the government kind of contribute a lot more to schools and activities and things like that. And also just like, you know, housing and things. There's a lot more homeless people that I've known. Like, I see them all the time on the train and I've never seen them before. Like, I don't know how this happened, to be honest, but I just, you know, the weather's getting colder and everything and people don't have places to stay. I just hope that the government and, you know, whoever's the next one does us good. I just hope that they're well balanced and well rounded over everything. Honestly, I feel like East London, the hope for the future is, I know it's going to get better, kind of thing. I can just like tell with all this kind of like different people coming and going, you know, they're recognizing our communities a bit more. So it's like, you know, it will kind of persuade them to stay here as well. It's like, compared to other places, you know, other countries as well, lesser developed countries, because I'm Somali as well, so I've seen, you know, places where they don't even have proper toilets and things. So I'm just grateful that you get all these opportunities, extra help that your parents don't have to like fork out for you when they don't have it, kind of thing. Just hope that stays, you know. We need things like that for the kids.
For this area, well, I hope they do more, what do you call it, redevelopment of, because there's a lot of housing issue as well. You know, there's big shortage of housing, a lot of people on the housing list, there's a lot of homeless around, you can see one just there. Can you imagine? People at this time of year, you know, people are living outside. You know, as soon as you come out of your steps, you've got people living on your doorsteps. And hopefully the government and the local authority can make some changes, and we get some fundings to, you know, help out all these street crimes and problems. And yeah.